From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Dede LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, November 4th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating your birthday, I hope you enjoy yourself today. Welcome, new listeners. I'm glad you're here. Regular listeners, I love you. Here's your Fear Francisco, San Fran Fentanyl, Slum Francisco, San Fran Feces. San Francisco Weather Report. It is currently 58 degrees Fahrenheit. I am recording at night. For the past couple weeks, your show has been coming to you at night. That is working for my vibe and everything I do, so it is still a daily show. Today, I am talking about a twerking trans sex worker that I saw on Polk Street and how that is so normal and how that's a positive thing. Well, it's a Thursday in San Francisco. There's always something going on. However, San Francisco has been rebuilt under the guise of the flu. That's what I call COVID, the flu. It has been rebuilt. It's not the San Francisco it was before March 2020. Yada, yada. Running some errands. So I'll give you a little idea of what it's like living in San Francisco, running some errands. And this one was done with three people. Me, myself, and I. And listeners, you notice that I talk about things afterward. I'm not one of those oversharers that's saying, oh, guess what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to be here on Fifth Street. I don't do that. So I talk about things after the fact. Actually, it's not safe. If any of you listening are oversharers, oversharing your business, your home, oh, please don't show your bedroom. Stop. Stop, children. Stop. Stop. Be careful what you overshare and be careful if you let people know your location in advance. Be careful about that, all right? So, went up Knob Hill to Trader Joe's. Pick up some things. I love Trader Joe's. I have the best flowers.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dede LaFrag.
And the cable car was going up and down the hill. Very picturesque. I love that. I love California Street. I love walking up hills. I'm very outdoorsy, new listeners. And I was sitting there after I packed my groceries in my backpack. And there's this cutest manicured French poodle, black French poodle. So cute. You know, the little black claws and totally manicured. Look like a 1960s French poodle. If you've seen those movies and the French poodles are all manicured with a little fluffy tail, and the little dog was sitting there just waiting for their master. So I sat there like babysitting the dog and a bench outside of Trader Joe's, and the owner came and we had a nice chat about his dog. The dog was so happy when his owner came. Then I walked back down California and made a left on Polk. And I came across, it was like a, it was a Middle Eastern guy and an Asian guy. And they were kicking out a white tramp lady. I gave them the thumbs up because she was trying to do the Karen thing. You know how some white people exploit white privilege. She was screaming, stop touching me. Get your hands off me. And I was watching. I didn't start documenting. I'm not one of those people to do that unless I think it's necessary. And I saw that she was like lying, trying to exploit her white female privilege. I gave them the thumbs up and they were like, don't come in here again. And, you know, you're trying to steal or trying to rip us off or something. And then they went back into the restaurant and the white tramp lady was there. She saw that, you know, the Karen act wasn't going to work. And I'm like, okay, bum bum. And then I noticed there were a lot of people walking, more energy on the street. People are walking their dogs. It's a dog city. San Francisco has more dogs than kids, and it's got more junkies than kids. This is really, actually, it's like an anti-child city unless you are solvent, you've got that money to insulate your children. I do feel sorry for low-income kids in San Francisco because it's pretty depraved.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
It's pretty depraved. A kid in San Francisco is going to see passed-out junkies. A junkie is a mentally ill drug addict. They're going to see adults walking down the street naked or half-naked with their genitals out, using the streets as toilets anyway. All the beautiful little manicured dogs are getting walked by their owners. And then I'm walking Lord Polk, and I saw somebody. The first thing I saw was like a white pair of Spanx or white underpants, and then like red lace underpants on top of that, and they were twerking. Bum bum, twerking. You know when you shake your booty, shake your booty. Ah, shake, 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 ba dun dun dun, shake, shake. Whoo! I took a little video. And I will come back and put it in the description link so you could see it. I'll post it on Twitter. And this person was like in the middle of the sidewalk, just shaking her little transsexual, male to female, transsexual, trans woman, shaking their rump. And I had my mask on. You know, when I walk down certain streets, I put on the mask just because sometimes San Francisco, it's a pretty city, but it might smell like urine. You know, people use the streets as toilets because it's pretty antisocial in general, but it's a world-class, beautiful-looking city that's dystopian. Anywho.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.
So this trans sex worker was shaking her booty, and they said, I'm going to get that money. I'm getting that money tonight. And I had the camera out, and when I shoot people, I like to pretend like I'm on the phone. So I was pretending that I was talking on the phone, and so they wouldn't say, what are you doing? And I said, are you okay? And she said, yeah, I'm going to get that money tonight. And she had like her purse sitting someplace and some music, and she continued to shake her rump. And she was pretty much being ignored, but this is San Francisco. She is definitely going to get somebody. And it looked like a Latino trans woman or a Brazilian trans woman. Their hair was like natural, like black natural, shoulder length, and they were copper colored. So they were not white, and they were not white passing, just to describe it to you. And I don't remember anything else this person had on except they were long-legged, had on the white underpants, and then red lace panties on top of that. So there you go. That's a little story about walking around and going to Trader Joe's, a mundane, bohemian, sexist, womanist, bohemian, libertine, biologically born, genetic, black woman, yours truly. Story about San Francisco. That's not a bad story, huh? Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. If you didn't subscribe, make sure to so you can get the notifications when these shows are posted. I appreciate you. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.